Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Amen. You know, self-deception is a disease. Well, kind of. It's more the symptom of the disease. Sin is the disease. Self-deception is just one of those nasty things that comes along with it. The good news, though, is that sin and all of its symptoms, including self-deception, are treatable. The treatment is a prescription of truth to be taken daily for the remainder of your life. And your prescription is refilled for free every week right here and anywhere where the Word of God is preached faithfully and the sacraments are administered rightly according to that Word. You would hate to have a pharmacist getting rogue trying to pop pills out to you, not following the doctor's orders. So it's got to be faithfully according to the Word of God. In Luke 18:9, we heard the reason why our Lord told the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. The reason is, as we heard, he told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous, and treated others with contempt. This is our focus today. They trusted in themselves, thought they were righteous, treated others with contempt. The Pharisee in the parable deceives himself. He thinks he's righteous because he hasn't truly looked at himself in a while or ever. It's more comfortable, isn't it, to look at others? I mean, obviously, you're more prone to look out than to look in, at least when it comes to comparing yourself to others. When it comes to your relationship with God, you're more prone to look in than you are to look up. So that's a different thing. But it is more comfortable to look at everyone else's injuries and ailments and to ignore your own. But by doing so, he avoids his own dilemma. The sickness that's eating away at his soul, he's in denial, self-deception. He thinks that as long as he doesn't acknowledge his illness, he's safe from the consequences of it. He won't get the disease that everybody else has contracted, sin and self-deception, or what is commonly called pride. He couldn't be proud. He's a pious Pharisee. He's doing everything he's supposed to do. He's good to go. He trusts, though, in himself, not in God's word. Foolishly, he trusts in himself, not God's word. The treatment for trusting in yourself, like all other symptoms of sin, is truth. You only trust in yourself when you've learned to deceive yourself, when you've told yourself a lie enough times. You only trust in yourself when you think more of yourself than you ought to. And so truth is the treatment. Humility. Willing to learn from God, the doctor. Our Lord is described as the great physician. He is the good doctor. And his sacrament of the altar is called the medicine of immortality. Our good doctor treats us with truth because it's the remedy for our deceit, the cure to our pride. It is the way we stop lying, first to ourselves and then to others. Truth, my friends, is powerful medicine. You don't just pick up the prescription and start popping truth. It's not how it's done. Your spiritual pharmacist, the pastor, first consults with you. Do you know how the doctor said you're supposed to take this medicine? Oh, yeah, okay. You do? Are you sure? Did you read this? Oh, I didn't see that. That's why I'm here. Let me help you, right? Answers your questions according to God's word. And then your spiritual pharmacist teaches you, continues to teach you how to take your medicine according to whatever symptom you're experiencing. Usually you start with a lower dose, maybe half a tablet at first. Let your system get used to it. Your body and soul aren't used to truth by nature. You hear scripture preached. You hear your sins absolved, and you think to yourself, did I even confess my sins? What sins? You pray, finding that when you don't have the words, the Lord gives them to you in his scriptures. You feel like something's different. That's truth at work within you. It's a little uncomfortable at first. You got to learn how to react to this medicine. Truth working through your system is curing your sin disease and all the symptoms it causes. Because truth is powerful medicine. The strongest dose of truth is administered right here in the Eucharist, the Lord's Supper. When you consume the body and blood of truth incarnate, the Word made flesh, the forgiveness for all of your sins, the remedy to it. Truth taken this way, orally, rids your soul of its lies and embeds itself in your heart and makes your soul start producing what it should on its own, truth. The medicine of immortality goes instantly to work within you, inoculating you from the temptation to trust in yourself. Christ's body and blood, in with and under the bread and wine of communion, is no over-the-counter drug, my friends. Nope, it's far too potent. Far too potent. You received a strong dose of truth this morning when you heard the readings as well. Ephesians especially. In that reading, truth says, you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. This distribution of truth is similar to the Levitical instructions for lepers. Leviticus 13, 45 and 46 says, the leprous person who has the disease of leprosy shall wear torn clothes, let his hair hang loose from his head. He shall cover the upper lip of his mouth and cry out, unclean, unclean. He shall remain unclean as long as he has the disease, because he is unclean. He shall live alone. His dwelling shall be outside the camp, because he's infected. The infected, be it spiritually, as we read about in Ephesians, or physically, as Leviticus reveals, must confront the truth. They cannot live in self-deception. We must say we're unclean when we are unclean. That we're sick with sin in need of healing. This is what the Pharisee cannot do. And this is exactly what the tax collector admits freely. Truth inoculates against self-deception, against the infectious temptation to lie about the reality of one's situation. The leprous couldn't lie to themselves about their condition. Neither can you. As Ephesians says, our trespasses are deadly. Sin is a disease that kills. If not treated, 100% death rate. Jesus' parable teaches us not to live in self-deception like the Pharisee, but in truth like the tax collector. We are to live not by lies, but in truth. Christ's physician's assistant, St. Paul, says you were dead in your trespasses. He says you followed the prince of the power of the air. That is, you followed Satan, the spirit that is now at work among the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind. And we were all by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. That's the truth. Is it pleasant? No. Is it real? Yes. You, just like the rest of mankind, were infected with sin. From the very beginning, you contracted it from your mother and your father, who contracted it from theirs. You're a sinner with leprosy of the soul. But truth is powerful medicine. It's already at work within your system. God's law tells us the truth of who we are, what's wrong with us. It diagnoses us. It convicts us of our sin. But the Pharisee didn't want to acknowledge anything was wrong with him, did he? He went to the doctor in prayer, and when the doc asked why he came in to see him that day, the Pharisee said, "Oh, you know, doc, just that time of year. I'm here for my routine checkup. But you know, I really do feel fine. I'm okay. There's not really anything wrong with me. And let me tell you, doc, I sure am glad too, because when I came through your waiting room, there's a lot of sick people out there. I'm glad I don't have what they have. So, same time next year?" That's the Pharisee. Meanwhile, his soul is riddled with cancer, and it's long since metastasized. He's in denial, and his days are numbered. Self-deception leads to eternal death. Pride, refusing to acknowledge the truth, trusting in yourself, it kills you. Because the remedy is at hand. If only you don't reject it. Truth is powerful medicine. And that's why St. Paul administered it to us today in Ephesians 2. He was applying it to you, the Lord was, when you heard Paul's words. After diagnosing our sin problem with the law, after telling us, sure enough, I'm a sinner, you're a sinner, children of wrath, infected with the airborne pathogen of the spirit of the power of the prince of the air, he gives us the truth of the gospel. But God, he says, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he had for us, which he loves us with, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And he raised us up with him, and he seated us with him in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace, he says again, you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Can the cancer patient boast of his healing? No. The doctor administers the medicine. God administers the medicine. All glory be to the doctor, to the great physician. You have been healed by the great physician, Jesus Christ. All glory be to him. You weren't healthy. You were sick, and he made you well. He has cured your sin disease with his truth. His word is truth. This is why you came here today, isn't it? To tell your doctor you're sick. To confess your symptoms. To tell him where it hurts. And let him administer his medicine. If that's not why you're here today, why are you here? There's a lot of other things you could be doing on a Sunday morning. But if you're sick with sin, there's only one thing that this time can be used for. To get his medicine. We're like the tax collector, standing far off. I love it. He's a contagious leper, standing far off, away from the rest. He knows he's sick. He wasn't worried about the sins of others. He was worried about his own contagion. He didn't try to deceive others. And he didn't try to deceive himself. You could see him acting like the leper. He wouldn't even lift his head. He covered his lower lip or his upper lip. Unclean, unclean. This is his posture. I can't even lift my eyes to the doctor. This is what we do as sick people, right? What's your normal posture for prayer? Do you look up? Sometimes. But normally, we look down. As those who go to the great physician with humility and say, "Doc, I don't know what's wrong with me. I just know something's messed up. I can't even describe the source of this. I just hurt. I need your help. Help me if you will. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I'm sick. Heal me." And Jesus says that he went away from the great physician healed. The symptoms of his illness removed and the disease itself cured. He went to his house justified, that is, forgiven of his sins, a man made new, the humble exalted. You too have received the medicine of immortality, the medicine of truth. God administered it to you in the readings this morning. All of the liturgy, if you notice the little fine print in the liturgy, it's all taken from Scripture. God's word hitting you with truth all over the place. The hymns we sing, the responses. It's us absorbing the truth, using our ears, using our mouths, using all of our senses, letting truth just work its way through us and heal our whole being. He's administering it to you right now as you hear his word preached and as you reflect on the truth, praying about it. And he will distribute more of it in a higher dosage in just a moment at his table. You have been healed. You are no longer unclean. Your sins have been treated and your symptoms cured. Truth is yours, so please take it daily. Don't worry about running out of pills. Come back next week. Refills on the house. Always and forever. Go in peace, knowing you're healed. Your sins have been forgiven. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.